The Islamic State terrorist group says it is responsible for an attack on a Shiite Muslim religious center in northern Bangladesh on Thursday. One person was killed and three were injured in the attack. Gunmen shot people praying at the mosque in Bogra, which is about 200 kilometers northwest of Dhaka. Arifur Rahman Mondal is a police official in Bogra. He spoke to VOA about the attack by telephone. He said the gunman entered the mosque and began shooting worshippers. He says four people were shot and taken to the hospital. The muezzin, or the person who calls Muslims to prayers, died at the hospital. Mondal told VOA, "We have already launched a countrywide operation to hunt out the assailants." The muezzin was 70-year-old Muazzim Hossein. Television stations in the area reported the three injured men were seriously wounded. Mohammed Ukil is a family member of the muezzin. He said the attackers appeared to be worshippers. He said when the worshippers bowed in prayer, the attackers shot their weapons from the back of the mosque. Then they ran away, he says. This is the second attack on the small Shiite community. Last month, a bomb exploded at a gathering there of Shiite Muslims. Two people were killed. Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina strongly criticized the attackers. "A good Muslim can never resort to terrorism. The gunman who attacked the worshippers at the mosque cannot be called Muslim. In the name of religion, these perverts are killing people, indulging in terrorism, and bringing a bad name to Islam." Officials in Bangladesh are worried about an increase in the number of militant Islamists in the country. Between February and October, four secular or non-religious writers and one publisher were killed in Bangladesh. They publish their opinions on the internet. Police say they were murdered by Ansarullah Bangla Team, a strict Islamist group. In recent weeks, gunmen also killed two foreigners, an Italian aid worker, and a Japanese farming expert in separate attacks. The Islamic State terrorist group claimed responsibility for those attacks and for the bomb attack on the Shiite gathering. Officials say Islamic State terrorists have claimed responsibility for recent attacks in the country. But those officials blame the opposition Bangladesh Nationalist Party and its ally Jamaat-e-Islami for the attacks. On Thursday, police said the Jamaatul Mujahideen Bangladesh group carried out the attack on the Shiite religious gathering last month. The Islamist group has been banned. Police also said they shot and killed the group's leader during a raid on Wednesday. They killed another commander during the raid as well. They also said they arrested five members of the group suspected of being involved in the bombing. About 96% of the 149 million Muslims in Bangladesh are Sunni. The rest are Shiites. Imran H. Sarkar is an activist in Dhaka. He says the two groups have lived close to one another for a long time and have not fought. He told VOA many people were surprised when the bomb attack happened, because many Sunni Muslims were at the gathering. The attack on the mosque on Thursday worries Shiite Muslims in neighboring India. Bilal Hussein is a Shiite community leader in New Delhi. He is part of a group based in India that works to reduce tensions between Sunni and Shiite Muslims. He told VOA he was shocked by the attacks. He says they appear to be new attempts to divide Muslims. He said, IS is trying to set the Sunnis in Bangladesh against the Shias. The group is an enemy of Islam. I'm Christopher Jones-Cruz.